FM is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station. We encourage you to consider a wide range of information from trusted sources when making decisions about your health.
The meetings come about because Bruno Gröning said that there is a divine power all around us, that this power is a divine, God-sent healing stream. He called it Heilstrom, and he said this Heilstrom is there for all human beings to use and always has been, but people had lost the contact and lost the connection. He said he'd come to help people to reconnect them to this healing stream, this Heilstrom, and he said that it comes from God.
Hi, this is Bruce Lipton, and you're listening to Green Planet FM.
Kia ora, greetings, and welcome to Green Planet FM 104.6. I'm Tim Lynch, and I trust that you are doing well. I invite you to stay with me over the next hour as we discuss and find ways to take care of our unique and magnificent green planet Earth. We all emerge into this world of magic and wonder that we trust will be a fulfilling and love-filled life. Now, with 7.5 billion souls sharing breath within the biosphere, the importance of having the healthiest body possible is becoming an imperative. The need for pure fresh air, clean vital water, and an exceptionally healthy food chain is becoming a priority for more and more people. For to accomplish what is our heart's desire, we need to be in not only the best physical condition possible, but be emotionally and mentally balanced with a healthy overarching spiritual countenance as well. With our world being challenged like never before, and for us to rise above the vicissitudes of life, we need to be both alert, astute, and conscious of the many variables that we need to surmount in our daily quest of honest fulfillment, as well as nourish our inner being. As an extension of this, within the human family, there's a need to be equipped with decent social and communication skills, allowing us to easily express ourselves, be it our feelings or our thinking, and to articulate it in such a way that we are always working to a win-win outcome. Another important virtue is by way of finding community, where we can discover camaraderie and connection, and where we can cooperate and share and realize that we have far more in common with our neighbors once we get to know each other. All of us being held within nature's balance and its majestic ordered splendor, being a prerequisite for us as a humanity to come together as one global family, particularly in recognizing that there is a greater cosmic impulse that we and our planet are nestled in. Possibilities are endless when we orient ourselves to consciously choose every thought and action that is premised on the highest good. Early this year, I made contact with the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends and ended up going to Australia on a hiking week. And I came back very impressed with the people and what happened, and I felt very healed. And so today I have Karen Schroeter from Australia in the studio this morning to share far more about the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. So I'd like to say, kia ora, Karen, thank you for coming and sharing with New Zealanders.
Hello and good morning, Tim. So wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Karen, there's so many things happening in the world, and we've all got a beating heart, and we all want to be able to see humanity doing well. And I like to feel that we can be healed of all the separation that's happening in our community, even in families. And my introduction to Bruno Gröning's Circle of Friends has brought about a great healing in my own being, and that I feel just far more alive, and I feel very committed to doing good things in the world. And so you're here in New Zealand, and you have a far greater understanding of what Bruno's Healing Circle of Friends is about. Would you be able to share with New Zealanders today?
Sure, that'd be lovely. Be a pleasure. Well, Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends is a worldwide organization. It's already in about 135 countries, and it continues to grow. We have quite a number of communities in Australia, and we also have already 7 communities here in New Zealand. So I guess the best thing is to tell you a little bit how it began. And it began with this man, Bruno Gröning. And he was born in 1906 in what was then Germany, now it is Poland, in a place called Gdansk. And he was born into a very ordinary family. And he was the 4th child of 7 children, and the father was just working class. But they noticed this little boy, he had quite a number of special abilities. They noticed very interesting things happened around him. And as he grew older, he also noticed himself that there was a certain energy or a vibration radiating out from him. And this was having a good effect on the people around him. They became calmer. People became healthier, healed, happier. Even animals, when he came in contact with sick animals and he patted them or played with them, they went away healthy. And people noticed this. They noticed this was happening, and he also became aware, and people in the town where he lived, they noticed this too, and by word of mouth they would send other people to see him, and if they had problems, and Bruno Gröning would talk to them, spend some time with them, and they were helped, healed. Bruno Gröning, he wasn't doing any hands-on healing or anything like this. It simply seemed to be his presence, which was important. And this went on for a number of years, but it was only in 1949 that he suddenly became thrust into the limelight, into the public eye, and many, many thousands of people heard about him. And it all came about through a healing of a little boy, a 9-year-old boy. His name was Dieter Hulsmann, and this little boy had muscular dystrophy, quite a severe case, had been basically given up on by the doctors and sent home. And yeah, the father had enough money to find the best professors, to find the best doctors, and this little boy still wasn't able to be helped. But someone told him about Bruno Gröning, and he wrote to Bruno Gröning and he said, could you come and see my boy? And Bruno Gröning did this, and through the contact with Bruno Gröning, this little boy became healthy. The father was so thrilled about this that he actually told a lot of people, and he had media contacts, and they published a big article about Bruno Gröning in the paper, and this caused then a big influx of people to this town where the Hulsmann family live. And then when all these people were crowded there and visiting and trying to see Bruno Gröning, great numbers of them came, up to 5,000 people per day. They noticed many healings happened. Bruno Gröning spoke to the people from the balcony, and also he visited in surrounding areas. But this began for Bruno Gröning the sort of public time of his life, where a lot was written about him in the newspapers, initially very positive, later on more negative, and then he became quite a controversial figure in the press back then. Yeah, so that's Bruno Gröning. He had not such an easy time. People were thinking that he wasn't the real deal. They thought he was a charlatan. But then the people who were healed, they knew what they knew. They knew that he had helped them.
Because there was a lot of doctors who had patients who went to Bruno who were miraculously healed, or who were healed. And then the doctors started to get an interest in what Bruno was doing.
Yeah, so some of the doctors were interested. They saw that their patients were helped. Even they themselves were helped, some of them, and their families. They also went to Bruno Gröning. It was not an easy time in Germany back then. It was not long after the war, and a lot of people were seeking help and healing, or they were seeking some kind of relief. And though some doctors became very pro-Bruno Gröning and others became very anti when they sort of saw there possibly a threat to their livelihoods. However, Bruno Gröning continued, even though he was thwarted by certain healing prohibitions and due to the laws in Germany at that time where he wasn't allowed to publicly work. But he continued on, and eventually he began communities where his friends and also healed people used to meet regularly. And we still have these communities today. We have the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, which was begun in 1979 officially. by a woman called Greta Heusler, who received healing from three incurable diseases back in 1950. She became a close helper and co-worker of Bruno Gröning, and she started up this circle of friends sort of in an official capacity in 1979. And since then, this circle of friends has continued in the same vein as Bruno Gröning. You know, we have the meetings, the way Bruno Gröning set them up in the beginning, the same format. The meetings come about because Bruno Gröning said that there is a divine power all around us, that this power is a divine, God-sent healing stream. He called it Heilstrom. And he said this Heilstrom is there for all human beings to use and always has been, but people had lost the contact and lost the connection. He said he'd come to help people to reconnect them to this healing stream, this Heilstrom, and he said that it comes from God. It's the same energy that created the world, the earth, and us, and it's this energy that we need to absorb into our beings, into our bodies. And so in these meetings, it's also a possibility to take in this Heilstrom. But Bruno Gröning said that this energy is all around us anyway, and we should really take it in. And this is part of his teaching, is to give us back the access to this divine power that we had lost connection to, you know, eons ago.
And how we receive this is very important, is how we sit and how we hold our hands.
Yeah, Bruno Gröning said that this energy is there for everybody. He explained how we could take it in. And he said that you should sit in a very open position. That is, you shouldn't cross your arms and legs. That you should sit in a relaxed, comfortable way with your feet on the floor and your back relatively straight. And you can open your hands on your lap, but not clasped together, more in an open posture with the hands open, what would be almost a receiving position, you could say. And it's also very important to separate from any worries or anything that's disturbing you mentally, emotionally. Simply separate from it, let it go, and then you're open to the flow of this divine energy. That's what he said to do. And that's what we're taught. We have the introductions to this teaching, and that is part of what we explain to people, how it's possible.
What I find is wonderful is it's open to everybody. Everyone on earth can be present to take in this energy.
Bruno Gröning said he came for all people everywhere. He didn't want to start a religion or anything like that. He said he came for every person. And it didn't matter where that person was, which country they come from, which nation. He said it didn't matter which religion or confession they belonged to. And in fact, he said, stay in your own religions, keep going with them, but you should take in this divine power from God, because this will give you more strength to believe in what your religion says.
And the profound thing about all this is that nobody wants to know what you're suffering from. It's just that if you have an ailment that needs healing, it will be healed. And Bruno never wanted to know a diagnosis or anything. He just was present, you were present, and then the healing took place.
Yeah, so Bruno Gröning, well, look, we never promise healings. And Bruno Gröning said it's up to each person what they to attain the healing themselves, which is totally possible. Bruno Gröning was never interested in the illnesses. He never wanted to know about diagnoses, nothing like that, because he said this didn't come from the good. And he didn't need to know any of this, actually. He already could see through people. He could see what they needed. He could see their suffering. And he was not interested in anything that wasn't good, that came from the negative.
The importance is to be really pure at heart and thinking only positive, to draw in the energy so that we can be healed.
It's very important to not be dwelling on the thoughts of illness or worries or suffering or anything like that. That blocks the flow of the good energy. And Bruno Gröning, actually, in his time when he gave the lectures, he used to say to people, give me your suffering, give me your illness. And, of course, we think, how can we do that? And this woman who was healed, Greta Heusler, of the three incurable diseases, when she first went to a lecture and she heard Bruno Gröning say that, She wondered, how on earth can you give him something like this? And then suddenly it occurred to her, just do it like a child. And she thought to herself mentally, okay, so have my 3 incurable diseases. Have my incurable mother. Have all the worries in my life. And in that moment, she separated herself. And then she started to think of something very good. She thought of a beautiful lake she had passed on the train, and she was thinking what a beautiful place she lived in. When we connect to the positive, to the good, then we open ourselves to the good energy. Then we're actually opening ourselves to God again. And then we can feel the power, we can feel the flow. And that's what she experienced in that lecture. Then she felt this energy enter her body, and it entered through her feet and went through her whole body. And then after this lecture, she actually had a spontaneous healing of these 3 illnesses that she had come there with.
And this is where the science comes in, particularly with the doctors and the researchers, and realizing that there is something happening that present-day science can't understand. And there are records everywhere now. There are doctors touring the world talking about these sort of spontaneous healings in many cases. And in America now, there's many doctors touring talking about this.
Yeah, so there's in the circle of friends, there's a group called the Medical Scientific Group. And this is all the doctors and health professionals, dentists, veterinarians, and nurses, and other naturopaths also belong to this group. But this medical scientific group looks at the healings. So the doctors in it look at the healings. Within the circle of friends, they're documented, they're written down. Within the communities, someone will take the responsibility of documenting for the different healed friends what's happened to them. Because Bruno Gröning, he never asked for any money. And this is very important. He said, this power cannot be sold. These healings cannot be sold. And he never took money. And he said that he's not doing it. It's not him that's causing the healing. He always, if people ask him or wanted to thank him for the healings, he simply said, don't thank me, thank God. Or he said, it did it, I didn't do it. And he just simply asked that people write down what they experienced. And this goes on, and we still do that in the circle of friends. And so the healings are written down when someone has experienced one, and then their doctors look at these healings and they see, oh, this cannot be explained. We don't know how this couldn't have happened. We wouldn't have expected this in orthodox medicine. This isn't the usual thing that happens. And often they have to say that the only connection here is the connection to taking in this healing power, this healing energy through Bruno Gröning's teaching. And that's what they often recognize is the reason that this person's become healthy. Sometimes there are still spontaneous healings, but many times it takes some time. The different friends of Bruno Gröning maybe go through a sort of a time where it takes some time until they get healthy.
Would you be able to tell listeners of some of the healings that have taken place? Because there is a CD that we're given, and it goes through a number of the people who have over time experienced wonderful healings, and it's transformed their life to a degree that all they want to do is share with their neighbours, friends and family of the possibility of us always being in totally good health.
Yeah, so there's many healings that have taken place. There is a little CD that people receive when they have been introduced and they come to the Circle of Friends. And on that, there are a number of healing reports. And there are also, you can read them on the website. But there are healings from all kinds of diseases, or we call them burdens here in the Circle of Friends, from anything from all sorts, asthma, arthritis, knee problems, all kinds of things. There isn't anything that cannot be healed. Bruno Gröning said there is no incurable. And we've had healings also here in New Zealand. And myself, I came to the Circle of Friends suffering from a chronic fatigue. And after 2.5 months, that had left my body. All the pain, the fatigue, all the chronic recurrent infections associated with that, sinusitis, all of that stopped after I had this short time, actually, that I was in the circle of friends, I came to an introduction lecture after having seen the film about Bruno Gröning. And then I came to a couple of meetings, what are called community hours. And then it was about 2.5 months later that I noticed that I was well again, and I had energy, and I got up in the morning and I felt great again, and I noticed that all the pain had left my body as well, and I no longer got any of those sinusitis infections anymore or any other problems I had with that. Most of my friends and family wouldn't come near me for years when they had a cough or a cold, because I was so susceptible to everything, and because I didn't have the energy to get over things. And that all disappeared after I came to the circle of friends.
So not only physical, but there's also psychological, like depression, despondency.
Yeah, we've had very big healings. On the back of the flyer, there's wonderful healing from Australia of one of the friends there who got a healing from post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as a very severe form of depression. She received spontaneous healing during the film showing. She came to the 5-hour documentary film about Bruno Gröning's life, Bruno Gröning, the Phenomenon, it's called. And when she left that film, she was well.
And you've come from Australia, where there are groups happening all over the place. I was surprised because they mentioned Melbourne, and there's many different groups in Melbourne, like in Sydney and up in the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast. Lots of people are realising that there is an opportunity that's presented itself. I call it a dispensation, actually, for the human race. But this is something that I just want to share. I want to share.
Yeah, there's communities everywhere now. More and more they're growing. Yes, in Australia, you're right, we have communities in Melbourne. There are 7 communities there, plus a children's community. So that's 7 for adults. There's also about the same amount in Sydney. And in Queensland, there's 3 communities. In Perth, there's 1. In Adelaide, in Canberra, all around the country, in Geelong, and also here in New Zealand. We have a community in Auckland, on Waiheke Island, Wellington and Lower Hutt. We have a community down in the South Island, in Christchurch, as well as one in Timaru, 2 hours south. So, you know, it's growing. And those Bruno Gröning friends who are coming to the community hours, they are experiencing big changes in their lives and good things.
I noticed it when I came here in Auckland, and I was sitting in the front row. And boy, what I felt through my hands and into my body was very profound. And you have to experience it yourself, though, haven't you?
Yeah, that's very important. Bruno Gröning said that each person has a duty to convince themselves. And that's the only way. We can tell you about it, we can talk about it, but the most important thing is to convince yourself and check it out for yourself. Each person needs to do that. That's the only way you know if it's the truth.
What I like, too, is the fact that just joining with people and the spirit of community and communication, it's a very lovely feeling. It's a real good feeling because we're carrying with us the possibility of the human race being healed.
Yeah, it's important. Bruno Gröning wanted his friends to gather together in communities. He didn't want them to be separate, and he brought them together in his time into communities, and that continues, and he still wants everyone to come together. So there's obviously a very important reason behind that. It's important for human beings to be together, and I think if we want to be doing the good and be on the good path, we need to be with each other to do that. It's too hard alone. And in fact, Bruno Gröning said that. He says, by yourself, you're too weak. You need others. So you walk this path together. You do good together and connect to God together. That's important.
And nature, he's really, really strong on nature. And this is in Australia. When I was there, we were totally immersed in nature, in the bush. And there were kangaroos and koalas and cockatoos and parrots. And the fragrance of eucalyptus, he really calls on us to be in nature, doesn't he?
Yes, Bruno Gröning said it's very important to be in nature. He said God is nature. That is one thing as well, he said. And yes, he encouraged people to come back to nature. he said people had gone away from nature and sort of walked the steps of culture, but in doing so they had disconnected themselves, from God, from what is good for them.
At 9 o'clock in New Zealand, particularly in my case, I'm working at 9 o'clock in the morning. However, I get up earlier at 6 o'clock and I'll do something between 6 and 7. Or sometimes if I'm late, I'll do it between 7 and 8 before I go. But at 9 o'clock every night, I will sit still for at least half an hour and take in this healing stream. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, Bruno Gröning said it's really important to take in this energy twice a day. 9 o'clock is a good time to do it. It reminds us it's 9 o'clock to take it in. But it's not an imperative that it's that time, because as Tim, you've just said, you're working then sometimes, so that's not so convenient. But Bruno Gröning said twice a day, find a quiet spot where you can absorb, take in this healing stream. He called it Heilstrom, which is the German word for it. But basically it means healing stream, healing current. And he said it's very important that every day we take it in, twice a day, because we are like a battery, our bodies are like a battery. We expend a lot of energy talking, working, thinking, and through that we lose energy and the body becomes depleted. But by simply sitting still and taking in this power, we can recharge ourselves. And we need to do that, actually.
And doing it also in a group setting with a circle of friends every 3 weeks.
Yes, so he said do it yourself every day, but he said once every 3 weeks it was important to come together with the others, and then it is stronger when we're in a group.
There's a children's group as well, isn't there? Can you tell us just a little bit more about that? Because children, they're key. They're key to it all, really.
Yes, they're the future. And it's for everybody. There's no reason that you can't take in this divine power. And the children's community started because the parents wanted something for the children. And the children are really open to the good power, the good energy, and it gives them a good hold in life. There have also been many healings for the children. Then they make friends who are also taking in this power. And that's a very good thing for them and for their lives. And really, I would have loved to have had this when I was a child. It would have saved me a lot of trouble.
I agree. So when I was in Australia, we also mentioned the healing groups in Australia and New Zealand, mm-hmm. and also the Philippines, Japan, Korea, China, and Vietnam, Singapore, and India. So just in this region, there are a lot of people who realize that there's something else.
Yes, there are a lot of people. I think when people hear about it, it's something within us that resonates and says, yes, I feel this is the right thing. This is a good thing. I feel like I've come home. I feel like, yes, this is exactly the right thing for me. And it doesn't really matter what the color of our skin is or where we come from. When we feel it inside of ourselves, then we just feel it and we know it. And it doesn't matter if you're in India or in Southeast Asia or in Australia or New Zealand or the Philippines. When you hear it, it resonates and you feel good. And I think that's why these communities are growing up everywhere.
Some people say that they can feel this energy passing through their body, and it may come through one side or of the body and go out the other. Could you explain a little bit more about that? Because I find that interesting. That pass out of your feet, come up through your feet. Can you clarify?
I can just say that everybody feels it in a different way. In his time, Bruno Gröning always asked people what they felt. And it's the same now. We will always say, how do you feel it? What do you feel? And many people feel it as a tingling or a heat or sometimes coldness in their body somewhere. Sometimes they have a strong sense in their feet and hands of some energy. And that, yes, Bruno Gröning said often the illness has to leave through the extremities, the disorder that may have been there. He called illness disorder and health order. But sometimes what was not in order leaves through the extremities. I can only say that much because that's what Bruno Gröning said, and some people have more of a sensation of that than others.
Karen, I want to come back to this because I know that a lot of New Zealanders will be very interested to find out more about the healings that take place, and particularly good story relating to different people who the doctors had essentially given up, and yet once they had committed to change and take on this healing way and understanding Bruno Gröning's teaching, things really happen. So are you able to explain a little bit more?
In regards to the healings, so back in his day, there were many big healings. And if you see the film, you can see many eyewitnesses speaking about this. You even see healed people interviewed. And there's also footage from back then. And Bruno Gröning said actually a very important thing, and that was that after he passes away, that everybody would be able to attain help and healing from within themselves. And we've seen this because Greta Häusler, who was a close friend of Bruno Gröning's, she saw that after he passed away, that she could still feel this healing stream, this healing energy, and then she noticed that healings continued. And that's what egged her on to keep going and then to build up this circle of friends. And then within the circle of friends, we see lots of healings. But we can never say you're absolutely going to get a healing. There's no promise. But what we see is that the people who do what Bruno Gröning said, that they do have success. And for example, one I can tell you about a healing in Australia of a woman who had a very severe cardiomyopathy. So her heart was big and floppy, wasn't beating well. It was actually an atrial fibrillation as well. So her blood wasn't being pumped around the body properly. There was a lot of fluid accumulating in different parts of her body. And when she came to the circle of friends, although she had already tried various, of course, orthodox medicine and also some alternative therapies, she hadn't got any help from that. She hadn't been cured. She was just going to be on a lot of medication for the rest of her life. But after coming to the circle of friends, she started to apply what Bruno Gröning said, and she just simply started to take in this good energy, and she separated herself from the thoughts of illness. She simply did what Bruno Gröning had said back then in the lectures, and I told you already that Greta Häusler heard, "Give me your illness, separate from it." And she did that, and then afterwards she continued on her way. And it took some time. It wasn't a spontaneous healing, but over time all these symptoms left, and in fact her heart returned to the normal size, and on ultrasound her heart was demonstrated to be back to a healthy beating heart again, also in a regular rhythm, no longer in an irregular rhythm as it had been for many, many years. It took some time, but she persevered, and simply by only taking in the good thoughts and only believing in her health, by doing this tuning in to the Heilstrom, to this healing energy twice a day, and by she also attended the community hours, this took place. She also had a problem with her thyroid. It had been irradiated, and yes, they had basically destroyed her thyroid, and she was then dependent on thyroid medication, thyroid hormone medication. And then over time also her thyroid regenerated, and now she has a healthy thyroid. She's no longer on any medication. She's very well. That's one example of someone who's been healed, who is living in our area. And
yes, who I've met.
And you have met her.
Yes.
Exactly.
Very strong. Very strong woman. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very fit and well.
I'm speaking with Karen Schroeter from Melbourne, Australia, and she is in New Zealand visiting many of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends groups within this country. And you can find the website on www.bruno-gröning.org. Bruno-Gröning. Gröening. .org. Bruno-Gröning.org. Or just do a web search for Bruno Gröning.
Yes.
What I find is really important is that how much we surrender to this process, if you call it a process. We can't hold on. We've got to let go. one of the main statements Bruno said was, trust and have faith.
Yes, he said that. He said, trust and have faith. The divine power helps and heals. And that surrender you talk about, that's very important, that we simply let go of everything we don't want. So we can separate from this, from the illness, from the diagnosis, from everything that was burdening us. It doesn't mean that we should suddenly stop treatment or anything like that. It means that we should stop thinking about ourselves as these sick people, unhealthy people. We should think of ourselves along the lines of healthy and be positive about it. That's really important. And Bruno Gröning also said that. He said, separate from the illness. And I know in the documentary film there is a scene where a woman says to another woman as they're leaving the room, this is back in Bruno Gröning's time, oh, that's funny, he says, I'm sitting on my illness, but I don't have any hemorrhoids. And really, he was saying that she's so attached to it, that she's sitting on it, she's holding on to it, and that's actually something that we can learn from and not do. That we should simply stop thinking of ourselves as these poor, sick things.
It's very true. I mean, it's really important how we need to go into this whole process as optimistic and as believing as possible. And I know that in a number of instances, a lot of people, first when Bruno was actually talking to people, they went in and they were clear on just totally disbelieving. They were grimly holding on to the fact that, oh no, it can't be true. He has to be something else. However, when people, there was a situation where a woman called out, I can see, I can see. And then other people started standing up when they couldn't. There was a whole shift in the energy and everybody was excited that something really powerful had happened. I mean, you most probably have to go back to Galilee to hear something like that. But the possibilities, for human species, we need to be far more open to change. If we close down, it won't work, it won't happen.
Yes, that's right. We need to open ourselves to these possibilities. And we need to open our hearts, and we need to open, yes, our minds. We have to let go of sort of ideas of limitation, that there's no other way you can be helped. Bruno Gröning offers a good way, and he gives us everything we need in order to go on this path, but it's up to each and every individual to open themselves and to simply be an open vessel and to stop thinking in a limited way.
I agree. I definitely agree on that. Now, there is a larger community that can be contacted on the web, which means, again, we're taking to another level where all of humanity really can plug in to I wouldn't call it a webinar, but in actual fact, it is a connecting through the web. So right around our planet, we can all tune in. I think this is fantastic. This is just, again, another way of using technology to be able to share what needs to be shared and for us to have group healings over the web.
Well, we have the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends website, and we have lots of information on that, and there you can find a lot of information about Bruno Gröning's life, about the different healings. It's updated regularly, so you can often find new information there. There's also photographs of Bruno Gröning back in his time as well. There's, I think, music. Yes, loads of information, and also up-to-date information of when the film is being shown in different countries around the world. So if you know somebody in another place, in another city or another area, perhaps they also can let them know about the website or let them know that the film is being shown where they are. Also the lectures. So, for example, as you mentioned earlier, Tim, that there are lectures in the USA coming up, a big lecture series through many, many different towns and cities in North America. And so all of those are on, all that information about where those lectures are taking place and what time, etc., is on the website as well. Also within the circle of friends, we have great resources in terms of connecting. So if someone isn't or doesn't have a community in their local area, it's still possible to be connected. And this is very important that we have this way of connecting, because technology has reached such a stage that we can have basically internet conferences, meetings together, even though we are far apart geographically, physically. Until such a day as there is a community in someone's area, we have these possibilities too, and this is a wonderful thing that has developed in the Circle of Friends as well. This has all been developed by friends of the Circle of Friends.
Because I've looked at numerous YouTubes on Bruno, and there are these resources right here so that people tonight and today can just go up on the web and they can immerse themselves in this information and decide for themselves at the same time. And particularly if they have an illness that is really concerning them, the opportunity is now.
Yes, it's all there, and there are also YouTube videos of healed people speaking. There's a lovely one of a man called Pavel Shemet. He was healed from radiation sickness. He was part of the Chernobyl cleanup after the Chernobyl nuclear reactor disaster. And I think they were 86. And he was basically at the end, completely his body decimated by the radiation. And through taking in this divine power, this healing stream, he became healthy. And his story is there on the internet as well. There's a wonderful healing of a woman who had ME.
And ME?
Myeloencephalitis. And she was totally debilitated as well. She had full nursing care, couldn't do anything, couldn't even feed herself. And she also became healthy. And her story and her reporting about that is there to be viewed as well. And I think these are wonderful resources which give people a lot of hope and help us to open ourselves to what is available and what Bruno Gröning said, what could be achieved, what could be attained.
One of the pictures that I saw of Bruno standing on a balcony, and underneath at Herford in Germany, there was 5,000 people. So if you open up your door and see 5,000 people really needing your help, that's a phenomenon in itself. And even in southern Germany, there was something like 30,000 people, and they would have all been wanting to be healed. This is huge.
Yes, I think it's quite unbelievable for us nowadays. It's hard to conceive that so many people flock there, thousands of people, and then we see in the film, there's all this footage, because it's not so long ago. It's not 2,000 years ago. It's a recent thing. People had cameras. They had film cameras. So it's been properly documented. And it was written about by journalists back then. And it is an amazing phenomenon of our time that all these thousands of people flocked there and that actually mass healings did take place.
Music, sound. Music and sound can heal. It can soothe. It can uplift us, or if we want to go the other way, other music can take us in a different direction. What's happened is I heard on an interview out of America, one of the doctors mentioned that the composers of music that are in many ways, if not affiliated, but are friends, are part of the Circle of Friends, they can sit in front of a piano and music will come through, or sound will come through if they're writing the music itself. So there's another totally new component for creativity when it comes to music. There are people in Germany who are finding that they are just receivers of this very, very wonderful music.
Well, there is this wonderful music in the Circle of Friends, and there are a lot of musicians in the Circle of Friends, and a lot of them report about having these experiences where they basically are very, very inspired and are writing very beautiful pieces of music. Mostly they feel that it's not coming from themselves, but somehow when they're tuning in a lot, they're taking in this Heilstrom, this healing stream a lot, they're noticing that they're able to compose really wonderful, very, very beautiful pieces of music. And lots of people have experienced that when they're listening to the music, they're feeling very, very good. It's very calming. It seems to have almost a, I don't want to say a healing effect, but it's certainly having a very beneficial effect on them to listen to this music. I've also heard that some musicians who often may not listen to music at home will often listen to this music because they say it makes them feel very good. So I can just say that these are the experiences of the friends, of the musicians in the circle of friends, that they are noticing that they're able to compose really quite beautiful music. And I think anyone who's heard the music would confirm that it really is a lovely, wonderful music.
We will be playing some music on the outro as we go so that people can have a feel and understand what
we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
And there is some available on the website, so you can have a look on the website, and there is a little area where you can look up the music and listen to a few tracks as well. And actually, another thing about the music is that many people find it very helpful for them to be able to separate and let go and to be more, to think more positively, to listen to this kind of music, this special, I feel it has a very special vibration, this music. Many people have good experiences with it, and it does help them to separate from all their worries and troubles and listen and be able to be more open and more receptive to this Hallstrom, to the healing energy.
I know. I'm just laughing because, I mean, I like rock music, and I like some pretty wild type of sound. And again, I'm finding I'm honing my whole being. I'm getting more and more, I'd say, aligned. I'm also finding not only just listening to the music, but and listening to Bruno's stories and reading a number of his books. He's got a lot of little pocket books which you can buy too. That my mind is nowhere near as self-indulgent. I'm less distracted, and I'm thinking, I don't want to say pure thoughts, but in actual fact I am thinking more pure thoughts. I'm more clearer. I'm really wanting a better world. And so I say to myself, my stuff is my stuff, I'll deal with that, and anybody else's stuff is their stuff. So I won't go in and judge them so critically as I once may have.
Yeah.
And I'll just deal with my own process. And I'm finding this is really shifting me at the moment. And I've talked to a number of my friends, and I said, look, I'm not plateauing out. A lot of my friends, in many cases, are plateauing out. They're sitting at the same sort of frequency, and they've been doing this for so many years. But I'm finding now that I'm getting more insights. Some of my dreams, I'm looking forward to going to bed at night because there's something that always comes through in a dream. Very, very important. Or when I get up and have a shower, and it just happens to me. I think, oh, okay. So I didn't know that. I've got them written up in my computer, some of the interesting things that are coming through. So I'm getting insights, but I'm holding that focus as well. I'm really saying, okay, I'm giving it my best. I'm giving it my utmost. And I'm trusting in the process. And all I want to do now is have all the animals come up to me, and I can, some of them previously have backed up to me so that I can put my hands over them to heal. But this is all part of our growth to become better human beings and to make this world a better world.
Yes, well, I think that if you take in this Hallstrom, if you connect to this good all the time, and then you start to apply Bruno Gröning's teaching, and that is to think about the good and not to think about everything that's not good, then you do become more pure. You become more free to receive good things. And lots of the friends have reported about this. They've said, look, I'm feeling better. Like you're saying, Tim, you're feeling actually your thoughts are getting more pure. What's a wonderful thing. And, well, most people I know who I've spoken to, who are any time in the circle of friends, are noticing that they feel improved on so many different levels. Their thinking is better, they're more happy, they're more peaceful in their life, they're less prone to conflict, they're able to deal with the challenges of life much more easily. Yeah, you're saying you're feeling, you're receiving more insights in your dreams and things. Well, everything is possible when we become more calm and quiet, more connected. And Bruno Gröning is helping us to be more connected to ourselves and to the good and to God.
Yes, well, it is a phenomenon, most definitely. And so I just wish to encourage listeners, please make that effort. Just make that effort and say, right, I will really take this in and then apply it. The saying goes, if we are optimistic, things can happen. But if we're not optimistic and we're expecting good things to happen, it doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. And so, yes, if we want a loving planet and greenplanetfm.com, our radio program here, the premise is for children and grandchildren and our future. We really have to make it, bring it into being, a future where unity and oneness comes into being, because it's just been dragging on. And we just have to have a look at the outside world to know that we have to make this change now. And the children and the grandchildren of today and tomorrow, they'll love us for it when we participate in this wonderful unfoldment of who we are. And again, realign with nature and see ourselves as a global family. And it's that easy. And one of the things I've always said, we share breath together. Everyone shares breath, this invisible holy breath. Very, very important.
Very important.
Yes. So in finalising your trip here in New Zealand, is there anything that you personally would like to share with New Zealanders? Just in saying goodbye.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. I think I've made my point that I think this is a wonderful path to go, this path with Bruno Gröning. I wish for many New Zealanders to get connected to Bruno Gröning in the Circle of Friends. And I also wish that they take on this teaching, that they can experience many helps and healings in their lives. It's something that's available for everybody, and I feel for New Zealand, it's something really great. And why wouldn't you want to have it in your life?
I'm participating.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Well, look, thank you very much, Karen, for coming here and just letting us know that there is something else. And I spent my whole life, last 42 years, and I've been to well over 60 countries, looking at every different way of life, looking at all the philosophies, all the religions, checking out all the civilizations that have come and gone, being to scientists on the leading edge of health, on the leading edge of energy, on all sorts of philosophical and spiritual and metaphysical discussion. And the dispensation that I'm looking for, the best one so far by far, is this Bruno Gröning's Circle of Friends. This is, and people have asked me why. I said, well, look, this is the closest, this is the most simplest and fastest way to go to God.
Yes. Yes, I think so too. Yes, that's what I feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, look, I wish you well on your trip to the South.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having many people contact us. And how can they contact?
Yeah, they can simply go onto the website.
www.bruno-gröning.org. Bruno-gröning.org. Gröning. G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G. G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.org.
And you can submit an inquiry and you will be contacted by someone from the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends.
Very good. Okay, well, blessings to you, and look forward to seeing what unfolds.
Yes, thank you very much, Tim. Thanks for having me here.
Okay, thank you, Karen. That was Karen Schroeter from the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, and she is from Melbourne, Australia. You can listen to many previous interviews on planetaudio.org.nz/greenplanet at any time. And if you are overseas and want to listen to the latest Green Planet FM broadcast, you can go online at 8 o'clock in the morning and listen to it in real time. That's planetaudio.org.nz for real-time listening. Also, you can go up to greenplanetfm.com for iPod and stream, and that will be 10 hours after broadcast. But also, greenplanetfm.com has a huge database of interviews in its archive. All you have to do is do a quick search, and there's 400 hours of interviews there. You can also subscribe to iTunes.com, and if you do, please leave a little message on iTunes, a good little signature, or listen on iHeartRadio.com. You can follow Green Planet FM on Facebook at facebook.com/greenplanetfm. We love being loved. Or Twitter at twitter.com/greenplanetfm, so that you can be up with the play of the moment. And I will end with some Bruno Gröning sound and special music. So this is Tim Lynch wishing you a profoundly successful and deeply nourishing week. I say in the spirit of Aroha, Kia Kaha, and Hari Rā.
Oh,